Boker Tov, we are Os 27, Chav Zayin, the 27th entry here in the P.S. Etzner Rebbe's diary, and he describes an episode, an incredible episode that took place. He doesn't give you the date, but he gives you the context, and the Rebbe is reflecting on this episode in a way that even though this particular action, this particular expression of the Rebbe's tzidkus may not be pertinent to each one of us in the same way, but the concept of it is so powerful. Because the Rebbe describes in this entry that at some point they had a Chanukas Sefer Torah, what he calls a Chinuch Sefer Torah, what we call a Hachnasa Sefer Torah. They had a Torah dedication. Now, I'm not sure exactly where this took place. Did it take place in the Rebbe's yeshiva, in Yeshiva Das Moshe that he had? Did it take place in the shul? I don't know. But the Rebbe was deeply connected. He was organizing and preparing both mentally and spiritually for this experience. And the Rebbe describes that at the moment of the Chinuch Sefer Torah, he did ha-his-hapchus, or what he puts in parentheses, koshelik. He did a flip. It seems like the Rebbe did a full backflip in the middle of the Chanukas Sefer Torah, in the middle of the excitement in the procession. Where did this come from? The Rebbe wonders. And what is the significance of this? What do we make, says the Rebbe, of a person's personal enthusiasm in Avodas Hashem? Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch, nowhere in the Gemara, nowhere in the Rishonim does it say anything about a mitzvah to do a backflip. You know, who knows? What's this, the story of backflip? Never heard of it. And yet the Rebbe says that there is something so powerful when a person makes a move, does something to invest in their Avodas Hashem, something that is their own personal invention. So the Rebbe begins this, Imbriya Yivraha Ish Yisrael Mikirbo. A person creates something from nothing. There's no source for this. There's no makor. And yet the person has the potential, the Rebbe says, to create something within themselves that is Kedusha Asher Bo Es Kedosh Yisrael, Es HaKadosh Yisrael Yekadesh, that the person literally sanctifies their inner Kedusha Yisrael. They light their own spiritual fire. Then, Az Kol As Yosef, all the things that they do, Af Asher Yivdem Ilibo Las L'Shem Hashem L'Sha Zu, L'Guf Kedusha Yishavu Gam Gufa Migodem Migufa Miartiach Yitos Yigam Yiskadash. Through that momentary, what he calls L'Sha, that temporary action, which becomes, the Rebbe teaches us, a Guf Kedusha, then our entire Guf, our entire body, it's moved. Yartiach literally means to boil up. Yitosis means the person is bubbling. Because when we invest in something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's investing in that divine relationship, and it affects our entire being. Think about that for a second. If we are in a relationship with someone, and we give them a small gift, we come up with this idea. It's not something they asked for, but it's something that means something to them because it shows that we care, we're paying attention. So then it changes our whole relationship. It changes everything. So the Rebbe says he did this backflip as an expression of devotion, of excitement, of investment in the simcha of bringing a Torah, the Dvar Hashem, into the world. And he says, it was just a momentary backflip. But that momentary backflip, it impacts a person's whole entire spirituality, their spiritual character. So the Rebbe goes now, I mean, it's a long piece. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're just going to give an overview. Rebbe goes now to dig deep into where this comes from. So he says, maybe, that sometimes a person feels like, oh, who am I? I'm not on a high spiritual level. You know, I have an inspiration for a moment, but I'm not at that level. But then the person can wonder, he says, but maybe just for one moment I can step out of my regular frame. I view myself, my frame, as just the average ordinary. But yet, sometimes we have that spark that we want to do more. And the Rebbe says, guess what? We can grab onto that spark, even if otherwise we're not. I'm not such a big tzaddik. I'm not such a chash of a person. If we skip to the end of the entry, he says, betach es atzmi ani makir. I don't really even know myself. And to the extent that I know myself, I have arrogance and I'm not that valuable. But yet, avol es asher hirgashti, what I felt. There was something in that moment that connected me in a deep way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam es asher yivde hapachos miYisrael, even those of us who are on our low level, just basic, simple Jews, lasos l'Hashem l'sha, to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment, miskadesh. So the Rebbe is empowering us. He's saying, yeah, we're just ordinary people. And we have ordinary hasagos, aspirations. But once in a while, we have that feeling like, we want to do something more. We can do something more. Maybe. Even if it's just l'sha achas, the Rebbe says, grab it. He says, when I began thinking, getting ready for this Hachnasa Sefer Torah, I was getting excited. He said, maybe this is just a one-time event I'm never going to have again in my life. What can I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can I do to connect myself? What can I do that's going to be special in this moment? Even though it might not last, but that's okay. Because I can grab this special moment, this Hachnasa Sefer Torah, this opportunity that I have in a life cycle event, this moment of reflection, I can grab it. Maybe, the Rebbe says, I can do a backflip. Getting ready for this Chanukah Sefer Torah, he thought, maybe I can do a backflip. He says, a backflip? And act in a way like people act in the circus? In the way that people dance wildly? The Yetzer Hara, the Rebbe says, starts chirping in my ear. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, even if I might look like a Meshuggener, who listens to the Satan? Yigar b'cho Hashem, Hashem b'cho HaSatan. Don't listen to this Satan. Now is not a time to think cheshbonos. If I have an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a full body experience, I'm going to do that backflip. And the truth is, the Rebbe references here, although it's not, he doesn't develop it fully, it's not the first time that somebody danced wildly before the Ribono Shel Olam. Think for a moment when Dovra Melech brought the Aron up to Yerushalayim. The pasuk says he was mechar keru mefazfez. He was dancing and shaking. And ad kedei kach that Michal Bas Shol, she thought that was inappropriate for the Melech Yisrael. But he said, absolutely not. This is the opportunity to go almost like an out-of-body experience. Even if it's just for one moment. Even just for that one moment. The Rebbe says, I'm going to create this action, this backflip, which is going to be an expression of my excitement about being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is going to have a meaningful impact on my entire spiritual existence. So now the Rebbe challenges himself and he says, you know what? Maybe it's not so significant. Efshar Rimisi has asked me, maybe I just fooled myself. Maybe I really wasn't sanctified in that moment. Maybe it was just my imagination. I invented this idea. I came up with it. And so maybe it's just a figment of my own imagination. Is it such a thing that a person can create a spiritual experience? Maybe you would say no. Maybe you would say that spiritual experiences can only be found within the parameters of what it says in the Chumash, in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, for example, on some level, that's absolutely true. If a person decides they feel very spiritual wearing a four-cornered clothing, but let's say, but they only have three tzitzios, they think it's more spiritual to leave one corner without tzitzis. So then that's not spirituality, that's missing out on the mitzvah. That's disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what about these voluntary expressions? Maybe they're not meaningful. The Rebbe says, "Zgam ze pitoy hayetzaharahu." This is also a way of the Yetzirah trying to seduce us. Because a person, if we feel deep down that authentic sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within us. Now, of course, it's important to note that a person sometimes could be misled by their emotions. This is something that Dr. Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, talks about how a person could easily mislead themselves. And that's why having a set of halachos and things that we daven is important for us, because those guide us as to what is authentic and true spirituality and what's not just indigestion. But at the same time, the Rebbe says sometimes we do feel an inner light of the Shechina that's speaking to us from our neshama. And isn't that something important to listen to? Bishvil zeh, for this reason, hechlatati l'ranin asadon olam. I took this initiative to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki amarti, because I said, the Rebbe says, be'es, and this is such an important way of framing it. At the time, asher ha'enochi yisholi, that my sense of ego, my sense of self, my inflated I, yismotit, va'atzmosa yisporer, that I should diminish my physical self in the presence of the Rabbono Shel Olam, in this greater feeling, then gam kol l'chol ha'olam yiziv kodshu yizrom v'nitzos me'or yoyer. The entire world can be illuminated from that fact. So maybe this is one barometer of figuring out whether or not something is, in fact, a spiritual experience. Is it inflating my ego? Or is it being mavatal myself, and some sense, shrinking and nullifying myself in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's something greater? And I'm not sure what the Rebbe would say. I don't know. What would the Rebbe say about going out to the forest and doing backflips for the Ribbono Shel Olam just so? I think there probably would be some merit in that. It's not going to be the same thing as saying Tehillim. It's going to be different people and different expressions. And how do we know where something is authentic spirituality and where it's not? I don't know. And I actually am curious what the Rebbe would say about that. But at least the Rebbe is telling us a few key takeaways. Number one, in the context of authentic, pure Avodas Hashem, you're doing something for the Simcha Shel Mitzvah of a Sefer Torah, then number one, you can invent something. Listen to your neshama so that it should be, obviously it doesn't contravene halacha, but it should be your particular contribution to this spiritual experience. That's number one. But number two, the Rebbe is telling us, and this is true even in a more traditional sense, because you know, I don't know how many people do backflips for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but even in a regular path of Avodas Hashem, the Rebbe is saying, if you have an experience where you can just grab onto that star, that magical moment, that inspiration, and do something, even if it's out of character, it's beyond what we normally would do, but grab onto that. Even if it's just for the moment. And the Rebbe then adds a third level. The Rebbe says, you know what? Even if we thought we were going to accomplish something great with this and we only accomplished something mediocre, even that's valuable. Even if it's not what we dreamed it was going to be. But let's keep aspiring. Let's keep grabbing onto those spiritual shooting stars so that we can continue to grow, even if it's beyond. Why? Because the Rebbe says that momentary growth, that inspiration, that action, that movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's just for that moment, and even if it's not to the extent that we thought it was going to be transformational, that too has an effect on our entire Kedusha, on our entire relationship. Those experiences build us. So when we have those, let's grab them. We're standing by, and something amazing happens in front of us. Say something to Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank him. Acknowledge him. Sing something. Maybe do a backflip. I don't know. But don't miss the moment, even if it's just that, just one moment.